Brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation Zulu Point 2. With improved comfort and audio clarity, Zulu Point 2 sets the standard in the premium headset market. And by Jeppesen. Jeppesen's mobile flight deck VFR is a breakthrough app that delivers the smart data you need when you need it. Paper charts and scanned images can't do that. Get a demo and see the difference at the Jeppesen AirVenture tent.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. I'm reporting from EAA AirVenture, and I'm in the Innovations Hangar, and I'm speaking with Eric Bartsch. He's a spokesman for Greenwing International, which is a sort of related company from Unique. They're marketing some Unique products here in the U.S. So he's going to give us an update and maybe clarify some of those kind of complicated relationships and tell us what's going on with their electric airplanes. So, Eric, thanks for talking. Why don't you just tell us what's happening here in the Innovations Hangar.
Well, thanks a lot, and happy to have this opportunity to talk about it. And really, it's pretty simple. Greenwing International is a spinoff. These programs started at Unique. The owner of Unique, it's his passion and vision that really drove the development of these electric aircraft projects. They've been going on for more than 5 years. However, the exciting thing this year is they've gone from being an R&D and a science project, if you will, to being an actual marketable aircraft. The electric aviation, it's here. The technology's here and it's ready. So within the last 6 months, we've founded Greenwing International and spun off the aircraft projects into that. Greenwing will be managing the global support, sales, marketing, all the customer service, as well as the final production for these aircraft projects. Unique has extensive expertise in lightweight, reliable power systems, and Unique's going to continue to support us with the Greenwing aircraft. So all Greenwing aircraft will be powered by Unique systems, but Greenwing is the company that the aviation customers around the world will be dealing with from here forward.
And Greenwing is based here in California in the U.S., right?
That is correct. It's based in the Los Angeles area in the U.S.
And so you have an airplane for sale here at Oshkosh. Why don't you tell us about that?
Absolutely. We announced on Monday, first thing at the show, that the eSpider, our single-seat aircraft, is in production, and it's ready to be sold. We're selling it for $39,990. That's an experimental amateur-built kit here in the U.S. It's a quick-build kit. We estimate no more than 300 hours, probably a lot less, to put that together. And we're really excited because this gets electric flying in the hands of customers. It's not a dream anymore. It's a reality. We've had a lot of surprised customers walk into the booth. They're used to seeing R&D programs in electric aviation, and they're used to asking, how many years away is it? And the answer we're giving people is it's actually 2 months away that we'll start shipping kits out the door and finished aircraft to Europe from our factory.
Okay, now to look at it, you'd say this is an ultralight, but you can't really sell it as an ultralight because the rules don't accommodate the electric power plant, right? So so what kind of skills or experience does a pilot need to fly this?
Well, it's a good question. Currently, you need to have a private pilot rating to fly this plane. We're selling it as an experimental amateur-built kit, so it will be a normal airplane, a normal experimental amateur-built airplane, similar to an RV-7, RV-8, something like that when it comes to the legalities. As soon as the regulations permit, we will be selling this as a completed light sport aircraft. Currently, the light sport aircraft regulations don't permit electric power. There's a specific requirement that a light sport aircraft has a reciprocating power plant. Well, unfortunately, an electric motor doesn't reciprocate, so we don't meet the definition. Now, the FAA has been very supportive. We're working with people there. We don't expect any issues in getting that through, but it's going to take a little time to revise the rules. So as soon as that revision is made, we've already certified the eSpider in Germany. It's a certified aircraft in Germany. We'll be selling them completed in Europe from day one. In the U.S., we'll transition from an experimental amateur-built kit over to a completed aircraft as soon as the regulations permit. At that point, a sport pilot will be able to fly the plane. Up until then, these kit-built planes have to be flown by a private pilot.
Okay, and what is the duration on that power plant?
The plane can fly for an hour. We typically talk about an hour as a normal flight time. We've had a lot of flight times that are well above an hour, but it's a good time to plan for. And really, for this aircraft, the whole purpose of an airplane like this is to go up and have fun. People own a plane like this to fly it in the morning, to fly it after work in the evening, put it back in the hangar, and they can charge it and fly it the next day, no problem. And so, you know, an hour flight time means you can have a lot of enjoyment out of this plane.
And when you fly for an hour, you also have still some power in reserve, right? It's not like you got to watch your, you know, your clock. clock when 60 minutes is up, you're going to fall out of the sky.
That is absolutely correct. And we're, in fact, working very hard to give our customers very easy to understand engine management and power management information in the panel. We have our own proprietary engine management software and display that's in the instrument panel of all of our planes. And that's something we've worked very hard such that there's a lot of complex software behind the scenes. For the pilot, it's very easy. For electric flying, there are two numbers in any of our planes that you're going to pay attention to. One is the power setting, and pilots are typically used to setting an RPM or maybe a manifold pressure. Well, in an electric plane, you're going to set a kilowatt rating, and so that's equivalent to horsepower. We have a 24-kilowatt motor on the E-Spider. That's 32 horsepower. At takeoff, you're going to have your full rated power. You're going to set it to 24, and in cruise, you might throttle it back down to 8 to 11 kilowatts. So it's a kilowatt setting on the power. The other number that's on the panel that's very important is how much gas effectively you have remaining. We're making that as simple as it can be. It's not about a full or an empty tank. It's about here's exactly how many minutes of power you have left at the current power setting. So you set the throttle, you look down, it says you got 53 minutes left at this power setting. You know you've got 53 minutes left. If you bump it up and go faster, maybe it tells you got 46 minutes left. If you bump it down, maybe you got a little over an hour left. But that's the easiest way we can think of to give the pilot good information so they know exactly how much energy is in that battery.
Okay, now we have another aircraft in the works called the E-430, which is more of a two-seat, what we think of as more like an LSA. It looks like an LSA, a high-wing aircraft with its carbon fiber, I guess, or composite. So why don't you tell us about the status on that one?
Absolutely, and that's an exciting program. And some people who've been around AirVenture for many years may remember that one of our early technology demonstrators in the E-430 program flew here back in 2009. And so that airplane's been in development for a long time. The important milestone we hit this week is that airframe number 8, which is the conforming airframe for production, has just been assembled and signed off by the FAA, and in fact that airplane will be flying in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, later today to kick off the flight test program, the final flight testing program, to get that plane certified. Now, initially, we're going to be certifying the E-430 in Europe under the German DULV regulations. As soon as the LSA regulations in the U.S. permit it, we're going to be bringing that to the U.S. as well. But we're very excited about that program. We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes over the last few years on the airframe, on the power system. We want to make sure everything's right, and we've now got all of that worked out. We've figured out the final configuration, and we're moving full speed ahead.
Okay, what is the status on getting the LSA regs to accept the electric power plant?
Well, really, it's just a matter of when that's going to happen, not if. We really believe that that's something the FAA is certainly interested in working with the electric industry on. There was never an intent to not have electric power permitted. That was simply, it was an oversight, and electric power really wasn't on the horizon back when the LSA regulations were written. So there was never an intent to prohibit electric flying, but nevertheless, the current regulations don't permit it. They need to be modified. We've got a lot of support from the people we're working with at the FAA. They've been great to work with, and we expect that over the next year that's going to be addressed.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad to talk to you.
Brought to you by the Sennheiser S1 family of aviation headsets. Come and visit Sennheiser at AirVenture booth number 288 and experience a new level of customization and comfort in the cockpit. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. It delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics.